This is Eve News Now. We're covering a whole week of Eve News in 4 minutes or less. Come on, slowpokes. Eve News Now is brought to you by A Merry Life and a Short One .blogspot.com, where I talk about pretty much anything I want to, anytime. Yeah. Being me is awesome. December 18th. Evoke has been hitting CVA moons in Providence and Domain in the hopes of cutting off their supply of ISK. The overarching belief is that without these moons, CVA will not be able to pay sovereignty bills. Time will tell if this is true. December 19th. The drone Russians have decided that turning their attention south would be a bad idea, and are instead focusing their attention on the north. Given the mechanics of sovereignty defense and the results during the original NC invasion without PL's help, this might seem a bad move, but the drone Russians surely have a plan. The goons have sent the PNQY station system in Fountain into its second reinforcement timer. Engagements were light because the goons managed to far outnumber their opponents. You know what they say, it's only a blob when it's the other guys. December 21st. The impasse region is living up to its name as the Southern War is ground to a halt there. While the I&I coalition has deployed SBUs in many systems and even downed a few I-hubs, all station systems remain in the hands of AAA, with Stain Wagon support. Unfortunately for IT, they lost an Aeon while also gaining nothing, and that has to hurt. IT has posted a CTA to defend PNQY. This will be the ultimate test of IT's ability to fight two wars at once. Tomorrow will show if it's at all possible. December 22nd, the station system of PNQY has been taken by Goon Swarm Federation. The battle was fierce but laggy, but the result is unquestionable. IT has lost its first station system in Fountain. December 23rd. Strange times make strange bedfellows as a CVA hick provided a tackle and a sino to a AAA stain wagon fleet. The NC DOT forces were caught unaware and lost a mothership and several capitals. No word yet on if NC DOT's commitment to the Southern War is phased by this, or if it signals a longer-term alliance of interests between AAA and Stainwagon and the remains of CVA. December 24th. PL managed to beat an NC fleet defending a Technetium tower in Venal. However, despite the victory, they failed to stop the restranting of the tower, which was the primary objective of the defenders. Both sides have claimed victory. However, Pandemic Legion's propaganda machine is in full force, and today they've claimed Venal as their own. Despite it being an NPC region and unclaimable by definition, they're outlining rental agreements and offering tech moons for sale. Does this mean a longer-term deployment and an abandonment of their mercenary ways? Again, and with all things, time will tell. This has been Eve News Now. Special thanks to Eve News 24, CCP, and Dotland.